York is making some major changes to the state's traffic laws, but will the new No Deaf Child in Area signs be enough to speed up commute times? And later, could resumes be a thing of the past? Our HR director, who just deleted every job applicant's resume, sure thinks so. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Stay with us, because if you don't, I'll be all alone, and that scares me.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
We're all familiar with the bright yellow diamond-shaped signs warning motorists to drive cautiously because a deaf child lives in the neighborhood. Well, the New York Department of Transportation announced this week that they've added additional No Deaf Child in Area signage to let drivers know where they can be as reckless as possible. Here with more is OPR's Loretta Cook. Hi, Loretta.
Hello, Leslie. New York Department of Transportation Commissioner Marie-Therese Dominguez told reporters today that workers have erected nearly 400,000 No Deaf Child in Area signs across the state. This is part of a larger $2 billion campaign to keep traffic moving quickly by alerting motorists when and where it's safe to drive like a complete bat out of hell. Here's Commissioner Dominguez.
Now that we've clearly marked where our vulnerable deaf children do and do not live, it's perfectly safe for drivers to really let it rip. So long as you're in a deaf child-free zone, anyone in the way should be able to hear you coming and move to the side as you tear ass down the road.
Sounds like the DOT wants motorists to burn some rubber.
That's correct. Drivers and pedestrians alike should keep their eye out for the large neon green signs. They have the same diamond shape as the deaf child in area signs, but are twice as big and depict an ear next to a hand giving a thumbs up.
Ooh.
That lets you know there are no hearing impaired minors nearby. So if you're driving, you can confidently go hog wild.
And if you're walking?
Well, if you're walking, you might want to keep your head on a goddamn swivel lest you be taken out by a minivan careening down the cul-de-sac.
Good advice. Has the rollout of the new signage been successful?
Well, according to Commissioner Dominguez, no deaf children have been injured since the signs went up, which the DOT is counting as a win.
Hmm.
And if you don't count the accident victims and their families, the response from the public has been overwhelmingly positive.
I love it. And I'm glad knowing those deaf kids are safe. Excuse me, I gotta run.
Sounds like a success to me. You know, I drive a Harley-Davidson Road King. Maybe I'll plan a road trip up to New York soon so I can really let her sing.
Well, as long as you're not in one of the 14 dedicated deaf child in area slow zones, you can go ahead and see what that hog is made of, Leslie.
Thanks, Loretta. That's OPR's Loretta Cook.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
I never keep my phone on vibrate because it reminds me of what I imagine it would feel like if I ever happened to find a live, venomous snake in the pocket of my trousers. That's something you didn't need to know. The rest of this, however, might be a little more useful. Here's what else you need to know today. Calls to defund the police continue to echo throughout the country, but today many officials are warning against it, citing that defunding law enforcement could lead to a large spike in crime from ex-officers who no longer have an outlet for violence. Makes sense to me. Minneapolis, however, is one city that is looking to rethink the way law enforcement functions, announcing today their plan to replace the city's police officers with thousands of heavily armed social workers. City council members are also expected to vote on whether to move additional funding away from police departments in order to properly militarize Minneapolis teachers and school board members in the coming weeks. And finally, public pressure is mounting across the nation for the U.S. government to finally stand up to the Ku Klux Klan and stop designating the organization as a 501c3 nonprofit. Seems long overdue. I, for one, can't imagine anything worse than earning a federal income tax exemption you don't actually deserve. Just disgraceful. And that'll do it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you have any questions about the news or the show, you can post them on social media using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack. And if your question is in any way interesting or flattering or doesn't hold us accountable for anything, we might just answer it live on air. So what are you waiting for? Log on now and fill up my mail sack. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow.